Hosanna. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, which means Sunday was a long time ago, wasn't it? Hosanna, which means Lord, save us. Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. That was just Sunday, Palm Sunday. The Lord Jesus had been teaching and preaching and healing for 3 years, and gathering up disciples and gathering up opposition. And Sunday, Holy Week, we live out in actual time. Just last Sunday, he entered Jerusalem, the holy city. Well, sort of, right? Sort of. Nefarious things were about to happen there. But the Lord Jesus did enter the city to the cries of the people. Hosanna! Blessed is the Son of David. Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. That is recorded in all four Gospels. Matthew 21, Mark 11, Luke 19, and John 12. The reason I mention those chapters is, if you take notes here or if you take notes at home, note this in your Bible. When you read the entrance of Jesus into Jerusalem, the whole rest of that book takes place in a week. Right? A week. Plus a few post-resurrection appearances. But imagine this. John has 21 chapters. Jesus enters Jerusalem in chapter 12. Almost half of John is a week. A week. Matthew 21, Mark 11, in a 16-chapter book. Luke 19. So what's going on in Holy Week? It's Thursday now. That was Sunday. Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. That was Sunday. What's been going on? Today's Thursday. We don't have church Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, right? What's been going on the last few days? Yeah, teaching. Two things. I want us to know them. Teaching. I'm going to talk about them both. Teaching and Jesus. Second thing, growing in popularity. I hope that doesn't surprise anybody. I want to talk about those, both those things, teaching and growing in popularity. So what was he teaching? Again, almost a half, really more like a third of all the Gospels are about Jesus speaking to the people and arguing with the leaders about his kingdom. He taught the parable of the tenants. God is like a rich man who lent his land out to tenants, and some of them weren't very appreciative of him, and so he gives the kingdom to somebody else. That's that parable, right? They said to him, hey, Jesus, should we pay taxes? And we were hoping, I hope he says no. What did he say? Give me one of your dollar bills. Let's take a peek at whose picture is on there. Picture of Caesar? Well, give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, but give to God what belongs to God. So do you have to pay your taxes? Yes, alas. But honor God. Whose son is the Christ? They said, the son of David. And he said, that's funny because David worships him. Psalm 110. What is the greatest commandment? All this in 1 week. What's the greatest commandment? He says, really, there's two. Do you know? Two commandments. All the law, everything you've ever written, all the moral teachers, all the great writers you've ever read. It comes down to two things. Love God. Love your neighbor. The rest is commentary. Love God, love your neighbor. The parable of the 10 virgins. Remember that the bridegroom delayed and some ran out of oil. Oil, isn't that what I said? I did, okay. I thought you were correcting me. Yeah, some ran out of oil, right? The oil stands for faith. This is the point of that parable. You're saved by the faith that you have and not by the faith that your grandma had. Right? Don't ever tell me, my dad was important at your church. That has nothing to do with it. Jesus taught about the end times, wars and rumors of wars, persecution and famine, but look up because the day of your redemption is drawing near. John 17, I love the chapter. John 17, Jesus prayed for you. the Lord Jesus Christ prayed for his disciples there, but for all the disciples that would ever come. That's you. It's a great week, isn't it? The teaching of our Lord Jesus Christ, to read those chapters, to open up your Bible to the second half of the Gospels, to read all the red letters, right? Say, this is the Lord Jesus speaking. I want us to know this. He's teaching, but I said the second thing is Jesus is growing in popularity. Sometimes people hear Holy Week and they think Jesus was facing more opposition every day. He was facing more intense opposition from the leaders. But I want us to get this. Everything Jesus said caused more and more people to throng to him. You probably heard it said sometimes, how did people move from Hosanna to crucify? I love the pastor and doctorate in history, Paul Meyer. You've heard me say before, I love him dearly. I think he has it right. Different group of people. Different group of people. Let's get there in a minute. How do we know that Jesus was gaining in popularity? One of the things he did this week was he overturned the tables of the money changers. The money changers in the church, selling things. The church had all kinds of stuff. And they didn't take your money from the countryside. You had to switch to temple money. And nobody minds if I'll get a little cut out of that, right? Jesus overturned those tables. What did people think of that? They loved it. The people were being taken advantage of. They loved it. Who hated it? The money changers, they hated it. And all the people on the payroll. Jesus says, the parable of the tenants, the kingdom has been given to some people and they don't appreciate the Lord. They don't worship God. And it's going to be taken from them and given to somebody else. People loved it. People every day came to hear, what's Jesus going to say today? And the leaders thought, we can't stand this guy's teaching. There's that one verse that says, he knew they told the parable against them. It's not the same people saying Hosanna as saying crucify. I want us to notice this. Every day people were flocking to Jesus. Every day people wanted to hear him. And every day the leaders were meeting behind closed doors saying, what are we going to do about this guy? Why don't we buy off one of his disciples, right? This is Jerusalem, the holy city. The temple employed many people. Priests, religious leaders. The temple police force was 10,000 people. So remember the crowd shouting, crucify him? It's a group of people that have flocked into the courtyard of Pontius Pilate. There were more people than that on the payroll. That's why Jesus was arrested overnight. Every day he gained in popularity, but by the time most people got up out of bed, he was on the way to the cross tomorrow morning. People heard him on Wednesday and Tuesday and Monday and Thursday and thought, wow, this is the Messiah. That's why they arrest him tonight. Tonight. All that teaching, we get here to the altar. A Passover, by the way, technically Passover was Friday. Jesus had it one day early with his disciples. With Jesus, you have to roll with the punches. Passover is Exodus 12, 1,475 years before Jesus. 1,475 years. Israel has been celebrating the Passover once a year for 1,400 plus times. Can you imagine? Every year, every single year. Have the disciples had Passover before? Yes. And what a beautiful meal it is. In Exodus 12, Israel is enslaved in Egypt. Egypt is the world's most powerful nation. Israel's a bunch of slaves. They'll never get themselves out. They'll never get themselves out. But they have a God, and he'll do it. The 10 plagues, Pharaoh's hard heart. The 10th plague, I want us to hear this, the death of the firstborn. That starts to sound familiar all of a sudden, right? The death of the firstborn. The only way to avoid your firstborn son dying is the blood of the Lamb. I don't know if they thought about that in Jesus until tonight. How does death not come to my house? How does death not come to your house? The blood of the Lamb. The blood of the Lamb. So there they have a Passover, remembering God's actions of salvation in the past through Moses. And Jesus changed it. Doesn't he so often? He takes the old covenant and he makes it new. And he takes the bread and in words you've heard every single week, this is what? My body. This is my body. We thought it was about the Passover lamb. Well, it is. It's about the Lamb of God who comes to take away the sin of the world. This is my body, which is given for you. This cup is the new covenant in my blood, not the blood of that lamb, the blood of this lamb. Do this in remembrance of me. In Acts chapter 20, it says that the early church did this, Acts 20 verse 7, on the first day of the week. That's Sunday, right? Why Sunday? Because that's the day he rose. Tonight's Thursday, it's the day that he instituted. But Acts 20 verse 7, on the first day of the week, that means every week. Weekly communion is a good thing. It's a biblical thing. Passover was once a year, the supper once a week. This is the body and the blood of your Lord Jesus Christ given and shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. He says, this is my body. I just want to pause and notice that. Jesus did not say this represents my body. Jesus did not say this is symbolic of my body. I wish everyone would confess that with us. Most Christians do. Some have kind of garbled that somehow. This is my body. This is my blood. And I want us to catch this. It's so because of who said it. Does that make sense? There are people who say, but a body is limited and proscribed. I know, but this is not any body. This is the Jesus body. The God-man said, this is my body, this is my blood. We receive it just like that. We'll do it tonight to remember that tonight. Sunday is Hosanna, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, teaching, growing in popularity. And tonight, a quiet night with a few apostles gathered together in an upper room, just as he described it, as always. And they had the supper. And it would be lovely if it ended there, but it doesn't. At the end of this service, we will strip the altar, we will make it bare, because tonight, the supper is followed by an arrest. An arrest. We should know this. It is illegal for the Sanhedrin to meet at night. Did you know that? It's illegal. They cannot meet at night. Why did they meet at night? Because that's what wicked men do when they're plotting terrible things. So most people are home in their beds. The disciples have had the supper, and Jesus is arrested and taken away for a sham trial. Tomorrow's Good Friday. He'll be on the cross in hours. A capital offense in hours. It cannot be said better than Luther says it in the Catechism. I forgot to count this week how many times is it. I think he says it 7 times. 2 words. For you, right? For you. This is the body of Christ given for you. This is the blood of Christ shed for you. For what? For your forgiveness of sins. It's terrible. and it's glorious, right? Jesus planned it this way. Hosanna, to teach, to give us his body and his blood, to be arrested, to die, to rise. That was the plan all along. Why? Two words. For you. Amen. And we stand together. And may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep our hearts and our minds with Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.